Tommy McNeil. Italian authorities say at least 35 people were killed when a bridge carrying vehicles partially collapsed in the northern port city of Genoa Tuesday during an intense storm. Charles de Ledesma reports.
A bridge on a main highway linking Italy with France has collapsed in the Italian port city of Genoa during a violent storm, sending vehicles plunging 150 feet. One huge section of the Morandi Bridge fell, sending tons of twisted steel and concrete debris onto warehouses below. Photos published by the Italian news agency ANSA showed a massive empty gulf between two sections of the bridge. ANSA says the Italian authorities suspect a structural weakness had caused the collapse, but there was no immediate explanation for what had happened. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
London police have arrested a man on suspicion of terrorism after he crashed a car into a group of pedestrians and cyclists before hitting a set of barriers outside of Britain's Houses of Parliament Tuesday. Authorities said there were no other people in the car and that they did not find any weapons. They put the age of the suspect as being in his late 20s. Donovan Parsons is an eyewitness.
The volume of the crash was so loud that it sounded like he must have been doing some speed, and on a roundabout you generally go slower, so it seemed to be like it was probably intentional.
The London Ambulance Service said it treated and transported two people to a hospital and that neither had injuries that were life-threatening. A third person was treated at the crash site. U.S. President Donald Trump resumed his attacks Tuesday on a former advisor, Omarosa Manigault Newman, calling her a dog who deserved to be fired. In a Twitter comment, the U.S. leader praised his chief of staff, John Kelly, for dismissing her late last year. She was a long-time contestant on Trump's one-time reality show, The Apprentice, before Trump named her to a year White House position. This is Daily News. U.S. President Donald Trump unleashed new attacks Tuesday on Attorney General Jeff Sessions and fired FBI agent Peter Strzok, blaming them for the investigation of Russian links to his 2016 U.S. presidential campaign that has consumed his presidency. Trump's attack on the country's top law enforcement official came days after he described Sessions as scared stiff and missing in action. Trump has long been critical of Sessions, but has stopped short of firing him for recusing himself from oversight of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation and into whether Trump associates conspired with Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. Meanwhile, one-time Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's defense has rested in the case without calling any witnesses in his tax evasion and fraud trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Manafort himself chose not to take the stand, answering no sir when the judge asked if he wished to testify in his defense. The decision not to call any defense witnesses clears the path for jurors to hear closing arguments tomorrow morning. Manafort's accused of hiding millions of dollars in income received from advising Ukrainian politicians. The former Trump campaign chairman's lawyers blame financial wrongdoing on his former assistant, Rick Gates, who cut a plea deal and was the government's star witness. The judge today rejected a defense motion to dismiss the case on grounds prosecutors did not meet their burden of proof. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Taliban militants have seized control of an army base in northern Afghanistan, killing and capturing dozens of government soldiers. The fall of the camp in the Faryab district and province late Monday followed 2 days of intense fighting. Officials say the Afghan National Army base was lost after soldiers failed to receive reinforcements and air support and ran out of ammunition and other supplies. Regional military and government officials Tuesday confirmed to VOA that 40 of the 70 soldiers stationed at the base surrendered to the Taliban. They said the rest have either been killed or fled to nearby mountains during the clashes. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened Tuesday to boycott U.S. electronic goods in response to what he says is a targeted economic war being waged against Turkey by the United States. The diplomatic dispute between the two countries has helped spark an economic crisis in Turkey and push its currency, the lira, to record lows. Erdogan has called on people to exchange the U.S. dollars for lira in order to shore up the currency. It has plunged 40% this year and saw drops of 16% Friday and another 7% on Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.